Africa Report.
African leaders met with the United Kingdom's Prime Minister Gordon Brown yesterday to discuss the effect of the worldwide recession on their economies. This comes ahead of the G20 summit in London next month. South Africa is the only African country that will attend the G20, and African leaders fear that the continent will not have a very strong voice. Gordon Brown, however, has asked the New Partnership for Africa's Development and the Africa Union Commission to attend the summit. While John Simon is an economist at the Centre for Global Development, and he told RFI's Daniel Finnan that G20 should not use the economic downturn to forget about the African continent.
I think there's several issues that they have to focus on. First and foremost, they cannot use this crisis as an excuse to return to protectionism. Protectionism obviously would have a greatly negative impact on the developed countries, but it will have an even worse impact on the poorer countries around the world, particularly those that are only just now beginning to join the global trading system. The second major issue they need to focus on is maintaining the commitments that were made to Africa, largely at Glen Eagles in 2005, to ensure the African countries receive the foreign assistance that was promised to Africa through that summit. It's not slowed down, but hopefully it's accelerated. And lastly, they cannot forget the African private sector. The African private sector is incredibly adept at surviving difficult times. And I think ensuring that resources and technical assistance are made available to the African private sector so that they can actually be an engine of growth in this difficult time for African countries is a critical element to getting through this tough, tough period.
Obviously, in a lot of African countries, their economies depend on primary industries. Do you think, with the fall in demand in certain commodities, do you think there's anything that African nations can do themselves in order to guard against the financial crisis?
Well, the growth that Africa has seen over the last 10 years, and in the last 10 years, Africa has seen positive growth in each one of those 10 years. And in fact, in the last 5 years, for which data is available, Africa as a whole has grown at greater than 5% in each one of those years, has been due to several factors. One has been the run-up in the commodity prices. But the second has been positive pro-market reforms and pro-good governance reforms that have occurred in most of the countries on the continent. And I think the most important thing that Africa needs to do in this time of crisis is not to backtrack on those efforts, but in fact, as difficult as it may be, to accelerate those efforts. So we've seen a democratic election recently in Ghana that allowed for the transition from one party to another. There are several more elections coming up. Making sure that those elections occur freely and fairly, committing themselves to continue the policies that have allowed them to integrate more fully into the global economy, and focusing on the difficult issues affecting African people, such as access to health care and access to education, as well as some of the issues of late, like the run-up in the food prices. Focusing on those issues, I think, is critical not only to addressing the economic issues that African countries like all of us have to deal with, but making sure that the economic crisis doesn't turn into a political crisis. Obviously, there are signs already that this can happen. I mean, you look at what's happening in Madagascar, you look at what's happening in Mauritania, you can see that many African countries are already facing political crises, and this current economic situation can exacerbate that if it's not dealt with head on.
That was John Simon, an economist at the Centre for Global Development, speaking from Washington.